Skills Test, Units 11 and 12. Exercise 3.
I want to talk to you today about a simple but interesting game called the imitation game. First of all, I will explain the rules. Then, I'd like to tell you why it's really important. Here are the rules. It's very simple to play it. You just need three players. You need at least one girl or one boy in the team. And how do you play? Well, you can play this game over the internet by email if you want. But in the past, people played it with pens and pieces of paper. Before you start, you need to name the players A, B, and C. But make sure that player C can't see players A and B. Player C isn't allowed to know who is who. First, player C has to write questions for A and B to find out who is the girl and who is the boy. Then, players A and B write the answers and send them back to player C. Player A should try to fool player C, but player B should try to help player C. Player C can't break the rules by asking, "Are you a girl or boy?" Finally, player C tries to guess which player, A or B, is the girl and which one is the boy, just by looking at the written messages. Well, the imitation game is a simple one, but it's also a very important one. If people hadn't played it, we wouldn't have had an important development in the history of computers. In 1950, a very clever scientist called Alan Turing encouraged people to change the game so that player A was not a girl or a boy, but a computer. Player B was a real person. But player C needed to ask questions to find out who was the real person and who was the computer. This is now called the Turing test. Turing said that when a computer could fool someone into thinking it was a real person, then it would show that computers were as intelligent as people. He also said that computers would be able to do this by the year 2000, but it hasn't happened yet. It's possible that one day computers will think and communicate just like humans, or maybe better. Some people warn that this could happen soon, and I agree. Computers are much more intelligent now than they used to be in the 1950s. They can even break into people's emails or bank accounts. That's why you often have to type in a special code on websites to prove that you are not a machine.